This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم إن الحمد لله والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته brothers and sisters and friends الحمد لله. This is the 10th and final episode of our Dhul Hijjah series, The Shepherd's Way. And the 10th timeless leadership lesson is, achievements are divine gifts. Brothers and sisters, this is extremely important. Any success that we gain from our leadership or our da'wah work or our private or public work is from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala alone. Do not think this came from you. Do not have ujub. Do not have this self-amazement. Remember, ujub is one of the four key spiritual diseases of the heart. Self-amazement, thinking that you had the intrinsic ability and power to achieve this. It was because of you, and that's it. No. You were just an empty tool that Allah used to manifest His will and His power and His mercy. It was because of Allah, not because of you. This was a favor upon you. It's a favor upon us, brothers and sisters. Remember, success comes from Allah. Remember we mentioned in the previous episode, what Shu'aib said, alayhi salam. He said, my success comes only through Allah. In Him I trust, and to Him I turn. And remember, brothers and sisters, you do not exist in a vacuum. You're not the only person existing. You're not on a desert island all alone. Your success, our success, is as a result of other people's successes and even the failures. We are standing on the shoulders of giants. We have only gained this success because we were dependent on other people's experiences, failures or successes, and all of those things were ultimately dependent on Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And there's a very beautiful verse, but a very strong verse that should shake us, to make us realize this, so we don't have ujub, we don't have self-amazement, we don't think it's because of me. Allah says in the third chapter, in verse 188, do not think, Prophet, that those who exult in what they have done and seek praise for things they have not done will escape the torment. Agonizing torment awaits them. SubhanAllah, brothers and sisters, don't attribute success to yourself, goodness to yourself, as if you've done everything. Remember, brothers and sisters, the art of leadership is this, that you get all the blame and none of the praise. But at least you should get none of the praise, to the degree that the people that you are leading, that they think they achieved the success without your help. That is true leadership, brothers and sisters. And remember, brothers and sisters, it's all a blessing from Allah. It's a favor. It's not a right or something that we ultimately deserve. Remember what Allah says in the Quran in chapter 49, verse 17. They regard the acceptance of Islam as a favor to you. Tell them, O Prophet, do not regard your Islam as a favor to me. Rather, it is Allah who has done you a favor by guiding you to the faith, if indeed you are faithful. And this is chapter 49, verse 17. Brothers and sisters and friends, if iman, if faith, if belief in Allah and His Messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam is a favor from Allah, then what about calling people to iman? It's a compounded favor. It's not something that we deserve or some kind of right. It's a favor and a gift from Allah. So that should increase our gratitude and increase our humility and increase our praise of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And this, brothers and sisters, is eloquently summarized in the 110th chapter of the Book of Allah. When the victory of Allah has come and the conquest, and you see the people entering into the religion of Allah in multitudes, then exult with praise of your Lord and ask forgiveness of Him. Indeed, He's ever accepting of repentance. So when we have successes in the da'wah, when people become Muslim, or we have any type of success, we need to respond with humility because it wasn't us. We need to respond with gratitude because it was Allah. And we need to respond with praise and we need to respond with repentance and turning back to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, as summarized in this beautiful chapter of the Quran. So brothers and sisters, this is the end of the final episode of the Dhul Hijjah series, The Shepherd's Way. And this final episode was understanding that achievements are divine gifts. Achievements and successes in the da'wah are divine gifts, they're favors. If iman is a favor, then what about calling to iman? It's a compounded favor. And remember, we stand on the shoulders of giants. Our successes are as a result of other people's successes or even their failures and their experiences. And all of those things, including ourselves, are ultimately dependent on Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And when success comes, it wasn't you, it wasn't me, it wasn't us. Don't have ujub, don't have self-amazement. It's one of the key spiritual diseases of the heart. But rather, respond with humility because it wasn't you. Respond with gratitude because it was Allah. And praise Allah, turn back to Him and repent to Him, as eloquently summarized in the 110th chapter of the Quran. Brothers and sisters, achievements are divine gifts. Be grateful, be humble. Brothers and sisters, the deeds that we perform in the blessed days of Dhul Hijjah are more rewardable than the deeds that we perform in the days during Ramadan. So please, help us as an institute fulfill our vision of a world that receives the message of Islam. Help us execute a strategy of us as a team growing and developing so we can share Islam academically and intellectually. And help us as a team develop, create and empower other leaders to be able to share Islam academically and intellectually, and for those leaders to create other leaders too, and so on and so on and so on, and it continues into the day of judgment. So imagine if you support us today, the sadaqah jariyah that you would have, the perpetual reward that you would have, brothers and sisters. Don't delay, donate today. Click the button or the link below. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.